Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I filled out a survey. After filling out the survey, I saw something popped up on my screen that said that I am qualified for to receive free product. I never read any part that said I had 14 days to cancel. From what I read and everything I read, it says free product. I paid $7 and some change for one and some other change for another. The products are sitting here. I've not used them. I practically just open them now. And because I received two charges on my credit card for $90-something dollars for a little bottle of, what is this thing, 0.5 ounce for $90. That's a ripoff. And if I had known that, I would have never done a review on any product, because what's the point of doing reviews if you're going to be charged an arm and a leg when you don't even have the money to pay?
All right, let me get it plotted for you. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Wilna, W-I-L-N-A. Last name is E, D as in dog, J-I.
And verify your address for security purposes.
10408 Forest Lake Terrace, Bowie, Maryland 20721.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here for the Avalere, which is the anti-aging face cream and eye serum. So this is how it works. Whenever you get these through these ads, like you said, saying take a survey or, you know, Walmart, Points, Amazon, whatever, that is just an ad to sell it to you. It's going to tell you things about it. It's going to say you can pay the shipping. That is correct. Once you authorize those terms and conditions and the shipping that you want to pay it, after you do that, you have to continue reading because that's what you just authorized. Then it tells you if you don't cancel it, then you have to pay full price. But see, people don't read that part because, you know, they get confused by the ad.
I wish I had seen that part, and I think that's where people are not being able to see it, because after you are putting those things in, it was one product. I didn't even do a review on this. I did a review on something that I bought from another company. And when I did the review, that screen came up. They asked me for the free trial for one item. The next thing I know, they added another item to my basket. I went to remove the other item from my basket. Instead, it went through. So you don't even have time to do anything because they actually, it's like as if they know what they're doing. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't want to buy this. Why do they give me two products when they said that I was getting one product for free? So there's no way to even read more except the information that's in front of you. And for a careful person, I tried to see why they added another product. I didn't even know how to remove it. Like, it has no option. You tried to remove it, instead the order went through. And that's exactly what happened to me. I've never done this before, and I did not know that the order was just going to go through, because it was one product originally that was in my basket. They say, which one do you want to try? You click one. Once you click one, and then you try to go through to exit the site, when you go to do that, they add a second product. That is wrong. That is a ripoff. And for older women out there, older people out there that don't realize their card are being charged, luckily for me, I noticed the charge and I'm like, what the heck is this? there's no way. Somebody needs to, there should be a law against that. First of all, they shouldn't have added some more product to the basket. Secondly, there should be a button where you can remove that additional product they're adding. And third, when you try to click to remove that, your order shouldn't just go through. It should, there should be some kind of control on how the customer can control what's going into their basket and that. Because once you do a review, if they're going to do something like that, people need to know what they're getting themselves into. And that was not fair to me. And
yes,
when
ma'am,
I emailed,
I'm so sorry about that.
As soon as that additional item added to my basket, I sent an email right away. Nobody returned my email. And I wish I had known there was a phone number to call.
Yeah, you have to call.
We
don't do emails. You have to call in. That's why you probably got, even though you email, you should have got a response telling you to call in. But, yeah, you have to cancel it through customer service as you're doing now.
Yeah, that if it wasn't my credit card company that just gave me the phone number, I wouldn't have even known there was a phone number. So I've been waiting for an email back to see why there are two products instead of one. That's not fair. And it's not fair to pay almost $100 for 0.5 ounce of something that you don't even know what it does. Especially
yes,
you didn't put it in your basket. So what am I supposed to do now?
All right, so the
I
only thing that I'm
going to
do, like I said, I understand. Yes, I understand what happened with you. Like I said, after you submit this order, the information is there. You just have to read it. Like I said, you probably didn't read it because you thought it was a one-time order through however it was shown to you in the ad. But I do apologize for that. But the only thing that I can do for you is do a courtesy 50% refund on each charge. And that's why I can only do that as a courtesy due to you not canceling within your free trial period.
Yes, please. And I'll never do a review again. That is,
you got that right.
I'm not even doing online anything because that is wrong. That is wrong. Not only they added an additional product, but they charged $91 for a tiny little tube of nothing that I've not even touched.
Yeah, well, you better be careful. Like you said, next time you see those pop-ups, yeah, just
oh,
don't
no,
even take
no,
it.
And it wasn't even a pop-up. It was a product that I bought. And
oh, yeah, review. You said you were doing a review on it, yeah.
I was doing a review. It wasn't pop-up. I don't do pop-ups because I don't even touch my phone for pop-ups. I don't even do, how do you call it, those Facebook and all these stuff because I don't want to deal with anybody that's going to try to do anything to me.
You got that right.
Yeah, there's too many crooks out there. The question
Ooh,
is, does
is.
The product even work? I can't believe
I
a company would do that to someone. That's not fair. That makes me want to cry. Because imagine how many elderly out there, at least I'm in my 40s, I can fight a little bit. How many elderly out there that are going through this on a daily basis?
Yeah, people have to be careful.
Yeah, but that one had nothing to be careful at all. That one is weird because they added product to your basket without you even able to take it off.
Oh, yeah, that's never happened to me before. I've never had that happen.
Yeah. What else do you need from me?
Nothing. Just give that refund about 3 to 5 business days to come back onto your card. If you don't receive it, just call back in and check on it at this number.
Okay. And can you please make sure that everything is canceled so that I don't get more charges?
Yeah, you were already counted out before you got transferred over.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure because I have to be careful for what just happened so that it doesn't happen again. All right. I appreciate your help. What's your name, please?
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Thank you so much, Laken, and I appreciate you being kind to me because I know that I'm a very unhappy person at this moment, seeing $200 being charged to my card, and it's not your fault, and I appreciate you being kind to me because most people are not kind, and so thank you so much for being a great person, and you be blessed.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. You be blessed, and have a great day as well.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.